Battle Stitch.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody knows my favourite song is Electric Blue by Icehouse. And Icehouse, of course, were called the Flowers. And then, of course, the Killers came along with Brandon Flowers. And then that's the Killers' version of the song. So there's something sort of squaring the circle about all that and about that particular tune, because I really love it. And the guitar solo is better than the saxophone solo by a long way, just quietly, in my humble opinion. Anyway, putting all that to one side, you have appeared upon a Team of Voices production here. We are poets on allpoetry.com, and then occasionally we get together and we do poetry through this little mechanism, which is called Kick Matt's Hope. And as a Team of Voices, you will, if you go to allpoetry.com and knock on the door of the Team of Voices, you will get the expert of the show, and that would be Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I am excellent, thank you. Now, Deb, of course, has no idea of the poems that are in the particular nine poems that we have tonight. And I should say we have nine poems. Four are written by somebody else. One is written by the great Edgar Allan Poe. Four are written by Mead Mac, means we have a show called Tick Mac Poe. And you've got to get three in a row. And I've got great joy to welcome what I think are the two Tick Mac Poe aficionados and experts here on the Team of Voices. We have Lady A. How are you going, Lady A?
Good, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you. Lovely to have you here. Lady A, of course, is known as the person who has the secret sauce about the writing of myself. She refuses to say what it is. At some point, we will extract it out of her when she's least expecting it. And then, on the other hand, we have the great Wayne Jen. How are you going, Wayne?
Oh, I don't know about great, but I'm here. So it's a pleasure to be here.
No, definitely great. Because it's been some shows now, in between drinks, when Wayne has actually got one wrong. So Wayne and Lady A are, without doubt, the two sort of hosted champions of this particular show and format. So I do turn to you, Lady A, and I am going to ask you the question as to whether you want to be an X or an O.
I think I shall be an X this evening.
Excellent. Well, Lady A, you are an X. And with that, Wayne, I
choose
you,
a zero.
I am going to give you... You can't. You don't get a choice, Wayne. You actually are O's.
Oh, okay.
Just like. But
I thought you
but
you take the dashes out.
But you do get a choice. You do get a choice about the following, and that is, you get a choice about whether you choose heads or tails. Now, in this particular instance, I have a 50-cent coin in front of me, which means it's got two tails on it: the kangaroo tail and the emu tail. But it does only have the one head, which is of.
Oh.
A very, very glum in Queen Elizabeth II, the England Queen. Yes, it's an Australian person talking, but we have English queens in our coins. Go figure that out.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going
to head. Like to choose?
I'm going
to. You're going to go with the head. Okay. Right,
yeah,
okay. The toss. And
a Canadian.
Unfortunately, queen. It is the tails. So it's not even
oh,
a Canadian
yeah.
coin. It's Australian coin. Hexagonal coin. So I turn to you, Lady A, those of the X's, and ask you which poem would you like, and it can be any number you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9. Lady A, are you there?
I think she has to dial back. Just give her a second.
We've lost. Oh, she's dropped. She's right at the critical time. Wait, I was just about to... that critical question about, you know, which poem she wanted, having, you know, won the toss by, you know, you losing it. And she has dropped on the studio, which is a little bit worrying. Anyway, so let me just explain the game. While this is all going on, because there are, we all know the game of tic-tac-toe, where there's X's and O's, and you have to get 3 in a row. Now, that's exactly the same principle as what's going on here. Basically, each of the two contestants will be choosing a poem on the tic-tac-toe board, so choosing somewhere between 1 in the top left corner, or 5 in the middle, or 9 down the bottom right. And they will be getting that poem. I'll be putting it up on the board. And if you're a member of a team of voices, you can see that poem. If you're not, you have to guess it. Yeah. So it makes sense to become a member of a team of voices to see the board and to see that poem. And then what happens is that, once the person actually reads the poem, they then have to make a guess. Now, if they get it right, they get their X or they get their O on the board. If they don't get it right, then we put a little dash there and we go through all of the poems and come back to it at the end. In other words, it sort of sits there as a sort of a block, for want of a better word. And so, Lady A, how are you?
Yes, well, my phone died, so I had to scurry around.
I heard.
To try to find another one. So.
Getting a charger. Oh, you know, well, there you go. Okay, well, all is good, because I actually got to that fateful point, and then it sort of drifted as a sort of nice moment. But I was asking you which poem you wanted between the numbers 1 and 9, and I was
okay.
In your hands, and then you went there.
And then there it was, gone.
You were gone.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm going to, I want to see where the board is so I can see. Well, you know, normal people would pick. I've never really had the middle number, so I'm going to pick 5.
Well, there you go.
Lady,
you can do that. You can do that.
Wayne. Want to pick 5, Wayne?
Well,
it's a big thing to get to the media, though.
It is three sentences, Lady A, the poem. And I'm just typing it now. And the poem
it's called, Rains in Melody Fall, is that what it is?
That is, that's the one.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay, here we go. Rains in Melody Fall on sodden loam. Eddies, they rise in the sweep of unnamed waters. Hideous, oft a memory. Their heavy tentacles drink of places minutes earlier sands. Consuming unwary lives, pale ghosts rise high under an oblique sky.
There you go. A short little brevity there. Well read, thank you. And I should say for all of those starters to this wonderful game that you can, Lady O, can go to the expert, Deborah Lee, but only once. And then that's the only help that she can get from outside her good knowledge and self of poetry of mine and others. So, Lady A, what are you thinking about this one?
Okay, well, this is a little bit of a tricky one, I think. There's a couple of things in here that whisper you, but it's only a whisper. Then there's, because it's very unusually written, the lay of the stanzas, you know, they're not quite like normally see. And then there's the beginning of this poem, Rains, which jumps out at me and says it's you. There's a couple of other things too, but then the use of the word oft is throwing me off a little bit. But, you know, there's rhyming in here that isn't quite you either. So this is a tricky one. Do we have like a time limit? Like, are you? Like, we have like.
No. You can have a look at there a little bit and talk through it. Okay.
Rise in the sweep of unnamed waters, hideous off to memory. You know what? This is heavy tentacles drink of places. Minutes earlier sands. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna say this is either Poe or you. Wow. An opening sky, ghosts in darkness. I'm just going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to say it's Poe.
Okie doke. Well, you certainly talked through it, Lady A. So let us.
I'm not convincing myself, but yeah.
No. Let's wander to the videotape and while I sort of work out where all of the sound effects are. So I'm giving you a minute or two just to work out, you know, where things are up to. But I think you're reasonably convinced, all things being equal, that is Poe. And so we are going to go to the videotape, and I'm looking for where all the little drum roll here. And I'm madly looking for my different themes here, and I can't find them. So I'm going to have to go, Lady A, it's not Poe.
It's not Poe?
It's not Poe. I'm sorry. It's not Poe. Yeah, but that's better than my one was, Hatter, by the way. That's better than my one was. So It is not Pope, but it was a good guess because it was written in a sort of style, I have to say. So let me load the videotape here, and we go back and put it on the board.
AP.
So that Wayne can see. Yes.
Just for future, where you just did the drum roll, one up is applause, and one down is the buzzer.
Yes.
So the three of them are put together.
I must have missed it completely because I was looking for it.
That's what happens when we try to rush. I do the same thing, and so I figured I'd chime in for a second.
No, thank you. No. Okay, so, Wayne. Now that we've passed that first poem, you now have the choice of the first poem, and you can have any one you like, of course, but you can't choose number five.
Well, I'm gonna go with number three. I hate to give that lady a black arrow off the get go, but I'm going with number three.
Three. Okay, we're going to go to number three. Here we go.
Nice.
Number three. It's coming up on the board now. We will get you to read it for us. It's one stanza.
All right.
And
all right.
It starts with ingoing.
Ingoing. All right, here it goes. Ingoing from room to room in the dark, I reach out blindly to save my face. I neglect however lightly to lace. My fingers enclose my arms in arc. A slim door got past my guard. It hit me in a blow in the head and so hard. I had my native smile jarred, so people and things don't pair anymore with what they used to pair with before. All right, I got that out there.
Sounds like a poem you would write, why?
It does.
Look,
that sort of quirky.
Yeah.
It's A-B-B-A. This was a rhyme scheme, so it's not bad. And then with A-B-A... Oh, see, that's a weird rhyme scheme. A different rhyme scheme. Yeah, a pole rhyme scheme.
Yeah, that's a complex rhyme scheme. Now, of course, I have to say to you, as I did to Lady A, Wayne, that you can, of course, go to the expert of all things my writing, which is, of course, Deborah Lee. But, of course, you can only use that once.
Yeah, it's... Since Lady A went for it, I'm going to go for it first to give her a chance because I know I ain't got a clue what it is. So I'm going to go with I just said somebody else. I can't see it being either you or Poe. So I'll say somebody else.
You're going to go with somebody else, Wayne? I can't convince you to go to Deb, or it might be me, for example.
No, you might have fooled me this time, but I think we'll go to other.
Okay, well, drum roll. Thank you, Deb, for putting all my buttons together with me. And so now I can say the answer is...
A big zero up there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's not me, and it is not Poe. If we're up for 250 points, if somebody wants to put on the board which poet this is, if somebody knows, which poet is, if somebody knows who it is, and one guess each. We'll just call them out as they come by on the board here. If I haven't got any responses yet, but which poet this might be, and it's certainly not me, and it's certainly not Poe, and Wayne was completely correct, and it is not Robert Louis Stevenson. Well, that's a great guess. I don't think it's Robert Louis Stevenson. I have to have a book. I think maybe you're right. No, you're not. It's not Robert Louis Stevenson. I have to go back to the video. So it worried me for a tick there, one. It's not Robert Louis Stevenson. Is there any other guesses in the next minute or so? Or I will disclose the poet. No, it's not even Keats. Fine. Lady A, do you have any thoughts about who this could be?
I would say that it's a modern day poet.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Deb, do you have any guesses?
I've actually read it. That's why I haven't guessed.
Ah, well, you're allowed to say then.
Frost.
It is Robert Frost, of course. Those of you who know me well, know often a Robert Frost poem will find its way into Tic-Mac-Poe because I tend to find a way of putting them there. And because, you know, he is, of course, a wonderful poet. And so, and interestingly, the poet that got me into poetry, because although I love my Australian poets, that I studied Robert Frost in my second to last year, and that was what got me back into sort of poetry again. So we now have an O up in the third
Very
square,
cool.
And we've got a dash in the fifth square. Lady A, I turn to you and say you can have any number you like between 1 and 9, as long as it's not 3 or 5.
I think I will pick number 9.
Number 9 it is. Let me go to number 9.
Number 9.
Oh, this is a longer one. It starts with you, and it's about 6 small stanzas. So sorry.
What's wrong?
I've got an uh-oh here.
No.
I was cutting and pasting the poem, and the poem, the previous paste came across the top of it. Which is not what I was looking to do. I'm now going back to the earlier copy somewhere that I have, thinking music going on in the background, while I try and actually find the poem Lady A, because it has been
erased,
taken away. It has been taken away.
I've got it.
No, it's all good. I've got it now. It's on the board now, Lady A. And it's 2 stanzas, and it starts with marching.
All right. Marching of the spiders, they are at dance on iron fine. As rains gather, heavier do their feet line. With their giant friend, whose feet shake slick brick, doors soon tremor, hands rapping quick. Okay.
Here we go.
Spiders,
stop the backup. Dance. Thank God we have backups in this world, let's say.
I'm going to say, heavy do their feet line. The giant friend whose feet shakes. Over some tremor. Oh dear me. I have a feeling.
Now, of course, you can call on the expert here, Lady O. You. If you are feeling concerned, you realize that.
I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to try this. If I don't get this one, I'll have to start asking for help. But I'm going to say it's UAP.
Okay. Well, let us then, and I can't convince you that it might be some other individual Lady A that's written poetry through the eons.
Well, the last poem, I'm not convinced that I'm right, but I'm going to err on an opposite side this time around. So
let us go to videotape then, Lady A, and in none and too convincing fashion. And the answer is...
victory. Full victory.
Yeah, definitely me. So there you go. Well done. And
Thank you.
Good to get the call. Good stuff. And that was the backup poem, I have to add, because I tried to find a copy of where the other one was, and I couldn't find it. So that was I always have a backup poem, and that was the backup poem. So it is now on the board. We've got the dash in the middle, the O at the top, the X down the bottom, and I turn to you, Wayne, and say, which number did you want that was something approaching either 1, 6 or 7 or 8? Yes.
7.
You're going to go to number 7. Okay, we can do that.
Number 7.
Let us go to the videotape, and hopefully I won't print or copy over what the hell I've done last time, like I did just a few minutes ago, because that was rather scary. I'm going to go to poem number 7, and I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to paste it on the board, and it's only a single stanza one, and it starts with "I'm telling."
All right. Is it 4 stanzas? I'm telling the wrong lies.
That's right.
I am telling the wrong lies. They are not even useful. The right lies will be leased. The keys, they would be open. They would open the door. The door is closed. The chain, the chair, the table, the steel bowl, myself, shaping bread in the kitchen. Wait, outside it. Wow.
Yep. There's the brevity. Well read. Thank you, Wayne. And so I ask you the question that I ask everybody at this particular point in time. Is this Ho, me, or somebody else?
Let me see here. I'm going to get Deborah Lee to help me on this one.
I'm going to get Deborah. Okay, well, let me go to the drum roll then. Deb, you've been called upon for your expert advice.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Deb. This is kind of tricky. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Poe, but I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, I don't think it's Poe, and I don't think it's AP. I haven't read it, and I don't have a guess this time if it does happen to be somebody else. But I think it's somebody else.
Well, I think you're probably right, because I don't think it'd be Poe either, because they had no death in it or nothing sad in it about to be Poe. So I think it'd be somebody else too. But so we're going to go with somebody else.
Okay. Well, I can't fault your logic there. So we've already done the drum roll, and I can't ask you to ask Deb because you've already asked her. And it doesn't look like you're going to change your sort of word on this. So let me go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Oh, wow.
You know?
Thank you, Dave. I love you.
It is somebody else. And it's... always good to have good
work
like that, you know. Well done. And Lady A, you don't happen to know who that one was by?
You know what? I'm going to shave bread in the kitchen windows. Wow. I think shaping bread in the kitchen weight outside it. Am I telling the wrong lies? They're not even useful.
I'm going to give you some assistance, Lady A. You listening?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's a female.
Yes.
Is it a female
poet?
Would
be correct. It is a female poet, and it's what's more, it is a female Canadian poet.
Oh.
Is a female
Canadian team. Margaret Atwood.
Margaret Atwood it is. Well done.
Really?
Really? Really?
Wow.
Awesome, guys.
First in the phone book.
Yeah. So there's 250 points for you extra, whatever happens, Lady A, so well done. Now, I am going to go and direct you to the board where I've got the updated O's and X's there. My O's are a bit wonky, but the X's seem perfectly good. And so we have, Lady A, either 1, 2, 3, 6, or 8 are your options.
Okay, I'm going to take number 1.
That seems to make sense to me. So let me go to the videotape and get number 1. And I will then put it on the board. And it is a 1 stanza, Lady A, and it starts with go.
Okay. Go, little book, and wish to all flowers in the garden meet in the hall. A bin of wine, a spice of wit, a house with lawns enclosing it, a living river by the door, a nightingale in the sycamore. Well, it's a lovely little piece of rhyme. I'm just going to read it again. Go, little book, and wish to all flowers in the garden meet in the hall. Bin of wine, a spice of wit, house with lawns enclosing it. I'm going to say this is someone else. It's not you because the rhyme scheme is too precise and the cadence is precise. And I don't see any APisms in here, although you could be fooling me. And I don't think it's Poe, so I'm going to say somebody else.
Okie doke. Well, you seem to have worked that through pretty well. You seem pretty convinced, Lady A. So I'm just going to... And I'm going to ask you one more time. You're happy that that is somebody else?
Don't put down some more. Yes, I am.
Okie doke. Just checking. You know,
it's almost like this
checking.
Is almost like it? It's almost like a nursery rhyme.
And she guessed
what nursery rhyme. She guessed it was somebody
else. I'm sorry?
And she was right. You guessed it was somebody else, and you were right.
Okay.
Yep. 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 So let me then go to the videotape and put a cross on the board, Lady A.
Witchery. Pure witchery.
And then we shall upload that to the board and we shall... How ironic. What was I going... Oh, okay. There you go. let me just... refresh this. Oh, here it comes now. We're gonna get there slowly. And Wayne, I'm gonna turn to you in one tick once I put the sort of board up, which is sort of looking sort of a little sort of strange, because we've got all the corners.
That jab hurt. I felt that jab. So I'm gonna go with number I'm just gonna get number two out of the way.
Number two. Okay, we can do that. Number two it is. Okay. So now you're on your own here, Wayne, of course, because you've used the great services of Deb to good effect. So
I can understand
this. And so this is four stanzas. So four stanzas, starting with Eve.
All right, let me see here. I'll show three of them. I can get three of them on the board. I got it. It goes like this. Eve enters the door.
Yep.
Eve enters the door, hocking on for the night shift. A sunlight fights its way down the interstate, temple shadows. Stars been tapped, though as a job not by the moon. While the dark plays hide go seek with a number of fast moving clouds. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, let me do this again.
There you go.
Even as a door cocking on for the night shift, while the sunlight fights its way down the interstate to jump with shadows. Stars been tapped to a job light by the moon. While the dark plays hide and seek with a number of fast moving clouds. Well, that's a pre verse.
It is. It is.
Let me see here.
It's quirky, and it's free verse.
One line sentences. A trap. I know it's going to be a trap. Not Poe, because ain't Poe in there going to work. Interstate. Interstate seems like, almost like a, doesn't seem like a job, but a place out in Australia. I'm up to say other again. And if it's other, it'd be the last one. I'm going to say other.
So you're going to. One, so it's somebody else?
Yeah, I don't see it being Poe, and it can't be. I don't see it being you. You don't have any stakes out there, I don't think, do you? I think more or less other again.
Okay, got it. Well, that being the case, and I can't get you to ask Deb because you already have. The drum roll. Find that's somebody else.
And the answer is?
And the answer is? No. It's not somebody else. It could be, I'll think, different people, but it's not somebody else. Besides, let me go to the board, mark that up. And we shall come back and put that up on the board, Lady A, so you can see where we are sitting at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, it has. It's getting popular. But anyway, there you go. Good point, though. Good point, Deb. Hadn't thought about that. Photo library. And that adds now, and that should be okay, and that should be send. And we can see that it's the sort of middle poems that are causing us some dramas today. We've got a miss on poem number two and a miss on poem number five. So, Lady A, that leaves you with either number four, number six, or number eight.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to pick number eight.
Number eight it is. If you go to the videotape and grab number eight. And I will put that up on the board for you to read, Lady A. It's a single stanza. And it starts with was.
Oh, I had to go back out and in again. Okay.
Yep.
Was I moving through the invisible glass between life and death? When I walked through the glass door I thought was open, the glass fell on me like icicles or knives. My clothes turned red and then my eyes. Okay.
Interesting.
Was I moving through the invisible glass between life and death? When I walked through the glass door I thought was opened, the glass fell on me like icicles or knives. My clothes turned red and then my eyes. Wowzer. Mm-hmm. Well.
Now, of course, you have Deb that you can get to help you here. Lady A, we are getting, you know, towards the business end of things, so.
Well, I'm. This is a hard one too.
Thank you very much.
It's open. Wow. Okay, let me think for a second. Okay, I'm going to... I have to think about the previous ones, too, before I jump the gun here. And Wayne picked somebody else on his last one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do what?
Okay, I'm going to say, this is a tough one. This is a really tough one, but I'm going to say, my clothes turned red and then my eyes. AP, I'm going to say that's you.
Okay. Oh, now, I have to say to you, Lady A, that you can, at this point, go and get some assistance from the great Deb, or, you know, I'm going to... If you're convinced, that's me.
Well, I'm going to stick with my choice, yes, I think.
You're going to stick with your choice, Lady A? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's
let us go.
Tough ones tonight, wow.
Let me go then to the videotape,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you that the answer is...
Wayne, is that you pushing the buzzer?
No, it is not.
That was you're tough tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's voodoo.
There's
voodoo going.
That's some good. All right, let me tell you, there's been some beauties. Anyway.
I hate being wrong this many times.
You can't make it easy, Lady A. I mean, you can't make it easy. You've got the people in the house. You know, you've got to make it tough, or otherwise, you know, they'll just think you can turn around and win this game. Just don't turn it around, you know. So, it's been tough, Hannah. There's been some tough ones here. So we've got three misses at this point down the middle. And so, Wayne, I turn to you and say you can have anyone you like as long as it's four or six.
Let's go with number four.
Let's go to number four. Okay, we can do it. Number four.
Okay. I'm going to put that up on the board now. Well, so stay with me. And it's a few stanzas. It's not long, but it's a few stanzas. It's one, two, three, four, five stanzas, and it starts with "We pretended."
I haven't got to yet. It's a different thing. All right, here it is. One, two, three, four, five. All right.
Yep.
Looks like it's "We pretended at being a couple, with distinct doors, borders, patrolled by guards. I did not wear a ring, and we did not hold hands. Our discussion about how a day would operate had the warmth of the morgue. Our discussions about this is the morgue. And the same, well, Marcia, thanks, moving. And the same iciness was reserved for several winners. All right.
There you go.
We became a better couple.
Well,
then. Doors,
thank you.
We're not wearing within the whole hand. Our discussion about how day would operate, the warmth of the morgue. And the same iciness was reserved for several winners. Wow. Wow. Man, that's crazy.
What are you thinking, Wayne? Well, you can't ask Deb because, of course, you've already got Deb's stage advice.
It's got the eeriness of a Poe in it with the morgue, but I don't think it's Poe. I don't think it's you either. I don't think it's the other either. Wow. I would say look at that winner's cup. I have to say it. Let's go with others. Again, this is a wrong thing.
You're gonna go with somebody else, what?
Yeah, for somebody else. Okay. Somebody else.
You ready? Here we go.
Good.
Let's see if
somebody
else. Answer is.
Yeah, crazy.
God damn, no. It is not. It's not. Somebody else.
Crazy, man.
It is crazy. That's wild.
Not somebody.
Somebody's sticking me tonight.
Mm.
That's interesting.
So,
I don't know if we've had a night where each had two incorrect.
I know.
They've been putting on tonight.
They're amazing writer choices because, like, you find a wow at the end of each one so far. And this one.
In some big poetry here, left, right, and center, Deb. So we then are left with Lady A, once we put the board up here, only one to go, really. So you can have whichever poem you like as long as it's number six. So I'm putting up six on the board.
Yep, go ahead.
So here it goes. And it's a single stanza, and it starts with Anne.
Is it on
and
there?
It
have to
is up on the board. You have to refresh.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. You.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And travelers now within that valley, though the red litten windows see vast forms that move fantastically to a discordant melody, while like a rapid, ghastly river through the pale door, a hideous throng rush out forever and laugh, but smile no more. There's that word hideous again.
Now, of course, you can speak with death, Lady A. You still have that choice.
Well, like the rapid, ghastly river through the pale door. Hideous throng rush out forever and laugh a smile no more. Well, you know what? I'm gonna for my very first time ask Deb's help.
Wow.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Convince you, lady.
I'm not,
I've taken, you know.
You have outdone yourself.
Thank you, Lady A. I take that as a personal compliment. And I'm going to crack you towards Deb. Deb, what do you think of this particular poem?
Well, I second what she said about outdoing yourself tonight, because these really are great. We even sent in a theme. Anyway, back to the poem. Now, I don't think this is you. I'm just debating on whether, obviously, whether I believe it's Poe. And I'm trying to go back and think of how many someone else's we had. Oh, even that, I can only think of three. We had Frost, we had the Canadian chick, and we had the ironic one where that particular poet, you didn't ask for guesses, and Wayne incorrectly guessed that poet a little bit earlier, which is why I wrote ironic, just saying. Back to the poem. Lady A, I think I'm leaning towards Poe here.
Yeah,
not with a terrible amount of confidence, but there's something in, like, the discordant melody and the ghastly river. There's just, I don't know,
the
hideous
door.
Throng.
And the
I feel
throng.
Like.
Yeah, it's very dark, isn't it?
Read it again in your head in Frank's voice and see if that makes you think Poe. Because for some reason, while that was being read, I could picture Frank reading it. How weird. Anyhow, Poe.
Thank you, Deb. So, Lady A, you have the expert view of Deb that this one is Poe. What do you think?
Well, I'm torn because I thought of Poe being the one that I had called out for Poe that I got wrong the first one. And then I thought one of the ones that Wayne read was his, too. So, now, but I have to agree because there's darkness laced throughout almost every line here, through the red-lit windows, see vast forms that move fantastically, the discordant melody wild like a rapid ghastly river through the pale door and hideous throng. Okay, I'm going to say Poe, yeah. Thanks, Deb.
Okay. Not a,
you're
well,
welcome, I hope.
And the answer is...
Absolutely.
Very well done, Deb. Good thinking and... Well chosen to go with the answer there, Lady A. Good work, because that was indeed Poe. So we have a very interesting game board here, Wayne, and I encourage you to look at it very closely. So
yes,
I'll put that up as we speak. And it is up there now, and so we can see that we have the X's and O's in the corners, and we've got some dashes through the middle, and we've got more X's than O's on the board, but that's, we'll just see which way you want to go. Okay. Right? Tell me where
I'm
you want
to go. I'm going for the middle one for the victory. I don't know if I'm going to hit it or not, but I'm going for the victory, the middle one.
Yeah, they're, you're absolutely right. There is some...
you can take that
particular
one?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Ones that have been asked
oh,
yeah.
I thought we had to re-answer them, but I didn't. Oh, shoot. But I couldn't have figured out.
No,
it was
you
still
right.
Have to
you didn't choose. You had to go with the ones, all the ones that were done first. And once that's happened,
right.
then you can
okay.
re-choose.
And then you get a okay. All right.
Then you get a choice of which one you go to. Now, you will remember...
don't give me any hints.
Wayne. No. I all...
Don't tell me who I said it was. She said Poe.
Wayne. That's right. She said Poe. And so you've got the choice, Wayne, of this being somebody else or being me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are you?
And it's not there's no pressure because it's only for the game, you know.
I'm with other every time, and I'm going to go with other again. I mean, somebody else again. I did it all four times, so far I haven't done things good at it, but I don't think it's you. I know it ain't Poe, so I got to go other again, and you probably fooled me again.
And so which one are you going for, Wayne? You're going for that it is somebody else.
That's what I'm going for. Okay. I lose the game, but if we don't get
it
right, I lose.
Well, let us then, we've got to play drum roll then, because this is, you know, for the game and all of that sort of stuff. So, the drum roll. And Wayne, I can't convince you that that's me. You're saying that's somebody else.
I don't have a clue. I'm just guessing.
Okay. But you're going to guess somebody else?
Nope. Yeah, for somebody else.
Okay, well, here we go. And the answer is, for the game... not somebody
now
else,
what?
Wayne.
Do I get to guess that square?
Yes, you do get to guess that square, Lady A. You do.
Okay, well, see, when I read it first, I said that there was a hint in that it was a little bit... hard to guess this one because of other things, but what jumped out at me the most was you began it with rains, and that said you right away
yes.
to me, and so it is
yes.
you that wrote this poem.
Well, Lady A, I have
you're
to, of course, do the drum roll, because it would be very... But can I say, Lady A... After three guesses, you are... It's not Poe.
Good job, Andy.
You come out for Victor, and you get extra 250 points for the Margaret Atwood guess. So that would be a good night.
Thank you.
That would be a good
night. Oh, my
night.
Goodness. That was a good game, Wayne. It was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm very happy that I've maintained my crown or got
yes.
it back again, I should say.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have been a closer game, Lady A, I've got to say. So... You made some hard choices
there. It was very, very good. Just goes to show you, though, too, like they weren't long poems, so just some couplets and one verse or a verse and a half. And I mean, you stumped us really well, eh, Wayne?
Yeah.
AP, is the one that started "We Pretended"? Is that you?
Sorry, which one?
It's the first line says, "We pretended at being a couple."
It begs to ask a question, but I won't ask it.
Number four. Yeah, number four. That was, "We pretended at being a couple." Yes. Yes. So I'll just put it back up on the board now. That was my one. So... But there was some very, very different poems there. And
Poe's poem, Deb, was called "The Haunted Palace."
So
interesting.
There you go. So
very
you just
good.
Have a single extract. From The Haunted Palace. So we had Robert Louis Stevenson, Robert Frost, Poe, of course, Margaret Atwood, and an American poet called Robert Watson was on the glass door at number 8, and all the rest were me. A very, very different set of poems, and a little bit different tonight. But my thanks to Wayne, my thanks to Deb for being our expert, and of course my thanks and very, very well done to you, Lady A, for winning.
Thank you very much. Good game, Wayne. Thanks, Deb.
Well done. Well done, Deb. Well done, Lady A. And we will go out, of course, with my favourite version of Electric Blue by the Killers, my favourite little song at the minute. So with that, we will see you tomorrow. I'll talk about that next week. So here we go. Back to...
Okay. Forgot all about me.
Of my voice. I'm back with Deb and Hatter tomorrow for The Wonderful World of Auroras. So same at that time, same bat channel for Auroras. Other than that, we'll see you in a month's time for Tic Mac Poe, and have a great evening. Bye, everybody.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.